May Day brought communist supporters onto the streets of Kiev Tuesday as news of the threatened Euro 2012 boycott spread. Demonstrators voiced their support for Yulia Tymoshenko and for the boycott.
It's not right, of course, what they're doing with Yulia Tymoshenko. Everybody needs to sort it out, and that she is being defended by the European Union is right.
Photos show Tymoshenko on a hunger strike with bruises on her arm and stomach, which she says were inflicted by prison guards, a charge the government denies. She is serving a 7-year sentence for abuse of office. She says the charges are politically motivated. The photos prompted several European leaders and ministers to pledge a boycott of Euro 2012 soccer matches held in Ukraine, among them the entire Dutch government and the president of the European Commission. Germany's environment minister, Norbert Röttgen, urged others to join.
At the moment, I do not think it is feasible for ministers or state prime ministers to take part as visitors, because I fear this poses the danger of justification of a regime, a dictatorial regime.
Other European leaders, including the foreign ministers of Germany and Sweden, have rejected the boycott idea. Arisia Lutsevich, a Ukraine analyst at the London-based research group Chatham House, says a boycott would hurt all Ukrainians.
I think there could be better ways around sending a signal and putting a pressure on the government rather than a boycott. And by having so many journalists in the country and by having so many celebrities in the country, we can raise an issue of human rights and democracy in another way.
Ukraine hopes Euro 2012 will be a showcase for the country, with up to a million visitors expected. But with the uproar over the Tymoshenko case, there are now doubts that the country will be able to improve its international image. Opinion across Europe appears divided. Some argue that a boycott would serve to raise awareness, while others say the presence of so many foreign journalists and visitors will shine a light on the country's alleged abuses. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.